Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. And by the way, we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for doing what you're doing. Now, that includes, and especially, the over-the-road truck drivers. So, let's take a look here. You can find us on the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Tonight, special night, because out there in California, we got somebody ready to burn up the radio airwaves right now. He's ready to go. And it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Yes, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, and by the way, what a night it was. And obviously, it's because of Joe Biden and his State of the Union message, which I found to be I thought it was listening to George W. Bush or maybe Donald Trump or maybe even Ronald Reagan, the way it sounded.
Well, you know, Captain, it seems like it was kind of disconnected from everything that's going on all around us. You know, I know we talked about Ukraine, but, you know, in terms of the state of affairs the American people are in, he didn't seem to take too much responsibility for that.
The guy lives in a bubble. Okay, let's do the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of
America and to the Republic for which it stands
one nation under God
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all.
Exactly. And we remind everybody, those two words that are in there, under God, they mean exactly what we say, because this country of ours, this great country, was started and formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, okay, tell me, what'd you think?
Well, before we get into the real meat of the discussion, Captain, I do have a question for the listeners out there tonight. If they were watching the State of the Union, and of course some weren't, by the way, as you know, but it's our job to watch the State of the Union and tell them what happened so that they don't have to sit through the whole thing. But at the very end of the State of the Union, Captain, the president said, "Thank you, go get him."
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, who are we supposed to go get? Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was Newt Rodney playing football or something.
Right, exactly. Well, as you know, Captain, you know, the president did talk a lot about Ukraine, but here's where some of the criticism about that is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to have been talking about it almost like it's already sort of done, it's over, it's been a victory, but it's far from that at this hour, as we
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you this much. Let's listen to just a brief description here from our buddy Greg Clarkson.
Russian forces on the move in Ukraine. The president said Vladimir Putin thought he could make the free world bend to his menacing ways.
But he badly miscalculated. He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over.
On the economy, Mr. Biden acknowledged that too many Americans are being squeezed by inflation.
That's why my top priority is getting prices under control.
Even though the nation is bitterly divided politically, the president declared,
"The State of the Union is strong because you, the American people, are strong."
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now that's 30 seconds of a brief synopsis of what Greg Clugston thought were the key points, but I'm telling you, I don't know too many people that think the State of the Union is strong under any circumstances.
No, I think you're right, Captain, and certainly we would agree the American people are strong, but the American people are also being saddled with having to carry a new burden, several new burdens of inflation, of more uncertainty in the world, and so forth. And so the president, of course, by not wanting to really lead through this whole crisis, and that is to say, first and foremost, get us energy independent, the American people are going to have to continue to deal with these burdens. That's right.
Yes, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We are talking about the State of the Union, and if you want to call in and tell us what you thought, or then again, maybe you didn't watch it. I know a lot of people, Kyle, that didn't watch it.
No, because it was kind of going to be a snore to begin with. Obviously, Ukraine was a big topic and certainly deserved a lot of attention. But generally speaking, though, even as State of the Union messages go, Captain, this was kind of, it wasn't really put together. It didn't really seem to hit a lot of the high points and so forth. It just didn't seem to have a real structure. And something that I want to echo what Dana Perino said just prior to the speech, she said it very well when she said a lot of people have formed a judgment about Biden, not just they don't have an opinion that could be swayed by a soaring speech, but they've already sort of judged Joe Biden, found him wanting, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought that was very, very powerful because he came out in the speech tonight. By the way, Captain, he didn't really talk about Afghanistan. He didn't talk about a lot of these different problems. So watching the speech, you kind of felt like you're watching a whole different planet to a great degree.
All right, here comes the music, Kyle. Hang on. Folks, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the speech. I'm not going to dwell on it because obviously we've got some major things going on tonight over in the Ukraine. And by the way, let's also talk about something else here. I've got a call from a young lady that came in from Belarus about her pair of relatives in the Ukraine. Wait till you hear this one. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, and I'll be talking with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, in just a second. But I need to let you know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. That's right, Mike Lindell. Saw him over the weekend at CPAC in Orlando. And if you go to the website, MyPillow.com, and you click on the little link that's right there on the home page that says Radio Listener Specials, that's where you're going to save a bunch of money. You go into there, you'll see about 150 items. And I'll tell you what, those items are marked down 50%, 67%, 75%. There's a bunch of buy one, get one things in there, too. So you're going to need a promo code because that's how you get the price. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN, one word, CAPTAIN. And if you want to talk to them on the phone, you can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials logo box link that's right there. Promo code will be CAPTAIN, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. Go over there, check it out. See all the things they have. And, oh, by the way, guess what's on sale this week? Guess what's on sale this week, Kyle?
What's that?
The slippers.
Oh, right. The slippers.
Yep.
Absolutely.
50% off.
Well, that's a deal. Yeah, you don't want to pass that up. You
no.
Get these great slippers. Absolutely.
No. And I think Bill Bunkley's going to buy another pair. All right. Kyle, I just happened to, we were talking about oil and whatnot, and I just happened to go over here and take a look at something. Crude oil, okay? I want you folks to hold on to something really, really hard now. West Texas crude is $103.41 a barrel to start the day. I have not seen the price that high in 15 years.
Yes, this is so very important, Captain, what you're describing. And I think it actually shot up, too. I mean, it came down a little bit, but this is a roller coaster we don't want to be on. We have.
It was 106 and went down to 103.41.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what more evidence that, for example, President Biden needs in order to start trying to get this price down by drilling the oil here.
And it happens to be higher than Brent crude, which is $100.85 a barrel. But here's where the rubber meets the road. You think gasoline is high right now? The wholesale price of gas at the refinery is going out the door without all the local taxes, is now $3.09 a gallon. Diesel is $3.15 a gallon.
You know, Captain, as part of the State of the Union address last night, President Biden said that companies shouldn't cut wages. They need to cut costs.
Can't do it.
And well, you can't do it, exactly. And now with what you're talking about with the price of gas coming out the gate, you know, it's only going to get worse for inflation and for products at the supermarket, not just at the gas pump, but everything you buy.
Right. Now, we've got a caller on the line, but before I go to that caller, I want to play this little 2-minute and 30-second call that I got from a young lady who was a college student here in the area. She called me from Belarus yesterday. In hour number 4 of the show, called me at about 5 after the hour, and, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright was on. But listen to this call. She's got relatives in Ukraine, and listen to what she had to say, folks. Here we go.
Good morning. My name is Yana. I'm from Belarus.
Oh, yes. Hello. And I've been so looking forward to hearing from you. Now, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel on the line. So go ahead. You're from Belarus, but you have relatives in Ukraine, correct?
Yes, that's true. And I would like to share my thoughts about the situation in Ukraine and
sure.
in Belarus. This war reminds me of World War II, partly because Putin has attacked Ukraine at 4 a.m., exactly the same time when Hitler attacked Soviet Union in 1941. And this war is very hard to understand for our Slavic nations of Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia. Our country are not only neighbors, but also share culture and history, and my family lives in Belarus. I have relatives and friends in Russia also, and Ukraine. And many Russians have friends and relatives in Ukraine. And we all speak the same language, and how this strategy could happen in today's world, this is hard to understand. And Russian army is attacking Ukraine all over the country. And they use tanks, bombs, rockets, weapons in many Ukrainian cities and villages. And they attack people's homes, daycares. People are dead. Kids are dead. It's terrible. And people must hide in basements and subways, and mother gives birth to children there.
Listen, I need to ask you a question. How can we help the people out over there? What can we do?
So I have a friend if someone wants help, there is my local friend's donation website. It calls fatherscharity.org, fatherscharity.org.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this is my friend and their website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm coming up on a hard break. I'm going to have to let you go, but thank you so very much for calling in and for telling us that, and we are going to try to help you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you take. Now, Kyle, I'm going to be talking to her again. She's a Facebook friend of mine. That's how I found out about her, and I'm going to be talking to her again, and we're going to talk a little bit longer, but she called. I didn't know she was going to call. And I did the best I could to get as much information as I can. So what do you think before I go to the caller?
Yeah, well, that's a very, very powerful call. You know, we're talking about the events, but she's in the events, basically.
Yeah.
And this, it's that kind of perspective. Mm-hmm. And just to think you have to go underground to a shelter and then give birth. I mean, this is, it's really, really powerful stuff.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for my call. This is Eric in East Tennessee. Good morning.
Oh, you're getting an early start.
Yeah, real quick. Yes, sir. Hey, real quick. It's a powerful call. And I've said it last night, mentioned it to people. It's as if we are getting involved in a Slavic civil war that's been brewing for decades and decades and decades. I was listening to that call last night. It was a pretty powerful call. One thing to consider is what's not being reported out of the eastern regions that was occurring regarding the Ukrainian militias attacking the ethnic Russians in the region. That's not being shown, and that's being suppressed via Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. So that's number one for people to also consider to get a better geopolitical, 50,000-foot view of what's going on. No, we're not living there and this, that, and the other, but we are human beings. We can have some empathy for all sides that are being affected by, what's going on.
Sure. War is hell. That's what happens.
Right. Exactly. No one wants to see it. Regarding the State of the Union, sir, and this is my opinion, and you and Kyle kind of touched on it, and you touched on it with the oil prices. People don't realize, in my opinion, how bad it is going to get come the fall harvest regarding fertilizer prices going through the roof, potential for shutdowns of gas pipelines coming out of Russia and through Turkey into the EU, where their gas, liquefied and gasoline, crude oil to be refined into gasoline, makes up over 30% of their fuel resources in Europe. People don't look into Ukraine is the world's top exporter of sunflower seed oil.
Yes.
The entire world uses to cook. Okay, this is almost, and I commented in the chat group earlier, I think people should get involved in
well,
that.
Well, no, you talked about it a week or so ago on the program.
So right, as far as fertilizers and gas and stuff, I don't think people realize, this is my opinion again, is that we are facing mutually assured economic destruction going on right now. There's talks about hits, cyber attacks on banks, pipelines in the United States, this, that, and the other. I don't think people want to realize the potential that, a cataclysm, apocalypse, if people want to use that word, that could potentially happen out of this. And now you got Switzerland all of a sudden cutting off Russian banks. Well, what does that do? What is Switzerland known for? They're known for international banking. What else are they known for? Hiding people's money throughout the world. So
is it the Cayman Islands, and I haven't heard a word out of them.
You follow where I'm going with this.
All right, but I got to go. Here comes the break, and you're going to get cut off. So, Eric, a great call, and I appreciate you. All right, that's Eric in East Tennessee. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, I'll be right back. And if you want to give us a call, you can do that. Kyle's going to take us out to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden delivers his first State of the Union speech. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is using his first State of the Union address to slam Russia's attack on Ukraine as war rages on Europe's borders.
Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond. He thought he could divide us at home, in this chamber, in this nation. He thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united.
Also on Tuesday, oil prices surged with U.S. crude hitting its highest level since June 2014. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 7 years. It's a product that works for me. And it's a product that if you are in pain or if you have got swelling or inflammation of some sort, this all-natural product will work for you. It works for me, and I'm amazed at what it does. Now, let me give you an example real quick. Over the weekend at CPAC, my ankle was fine. My leg was fine. But for some reason, my foot, the top of my foot, my left foot, was the size of a softball. And I don't know what I did, but it felt like I sprained my foot. And I really didn't do anything. So I had to take an extra packet of Relief Factor. And within about 20 minutes, the discomfort I was having went away. The swelling started to go down. And I had my foot elevated all this time, by the way. And within an hour, it was gone. But if I hadn't have had the Relief Factor to take, it wouldn't have worked. It would not have worked. So there you go. That's how come I talk about it. Because it works for me. And if it works for me with the problems I've got, it sure as hell is going to work for you. Now, the natural ingredients in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it also lowers or eliminates the pain by going straight to the source, whatever your pain is that you've got. And yes, it'll help you with multiple areas. For example, if you have a knee problem and a hip problem, it'll help you in both areas. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Don't need to worry about that. It's 100% botanical and fish oil, a product which happens to be good for you. So it's like taking vitamins to help you. And it supports healthy joints and muscles, too, because it helps the healing process. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's what it costs to get started. You'll get 60 capsules in a bag. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a three-week quick start. And you'll also see they have a bunch of vitamins and other health products there. Take a look. There might be something out there that you might like to. I take the B12, so that helps me. All right, and we're back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we'll come back to the State of the Union message next hour, but right now, we got to continue with the Ukraine. Because a major invasion push is coming. We have not seen the air power from Russia. And I don't know about you, but I've been sitting there wondering what the heck is going on here. How about you?
Well, yes, very much so. You know, we hear a lot about the long column of convoy outside of Kyiv. We hear a lot about beginning to surround the city, and we understand, of course, of Russia moving on some of the other cities, at least trying to. But that air power and certainly devastating bombing from the air seems to be the next order of business. A lot of countries, and I know the Ukrainians especially, have called for a no-fly zone, but the United States has unequivocally said there will be no-fly zone enforced, at least at this point. I don't know that one would be anytime soon. But, Captain, we're also seeing these devastating images of buildings being hit by missiles, basically, and so civilians are square in the crosshairs now of Vladimir Putin. That's what this is going to mean with bringing in that air power.
Well, they are using a new type of bomb, the missile, the warhead, and all that, that they're firing at these buildings, and it's something that we haven't seen. Now, this is called a thermobaric superweapon, which is actually like a vacuum bomb, which was a layman's term for what it is. And this is something that when it hits its target, it emits flammable material in all directions, which immediately catches fire, causes a huge explosion, and then goes upward and sucks all the air and incinerates anything in its path as it goes up into the air.
Well, that's right. And also,
it's a devastating weapon.
It is. It can vaporize people, mm-hmm. for one thing, crush your internal organs. It just is a highly, highly destructive a bomb, and you'll have mass casualties. And we're not exaggerating, mass casualties.
And it probably has, because at the one building where they used it the first time, they had 70 soldiers that were killed at the first use of it.
Yes, and just like that. You know, this is bringing home, Captain, of course, so many of the horrors of war. You mentioned earlier to the mm-hmm. caller, Eric, yeah, war is hell. And it's we're seeing this again unfold in real time. It's not a history book. It's in a different context entirely because we're watching it happen right before our eyes.
Now, I don't know about you, but I heard Joe Biden doing a happy dance and doing a rain dance for, well, we brought all of our allies together and we're all in this together and there's 30 countries and there's this and there's that. Did he forget about what Donald Trump did and what George Bush did when they were involved in what they did? George Bush had, what, 60-something countries on our side?
Sure. That's right, yeah, bringing everybody together to fight the terrorists and this kind of thing, or even going against the first Iraq war, basically. But, of course, Captain, we know that Joe Biden, the Biden administration, wanted to use this as a jumping-off point to try to paint Joe Biden in a very different light than what voters believe about him in the polls. It's a political thing. It's a real thing that's happening, but it's a political thing how they were approaching it. Unfortunately, I think it was just a little too much, if you ask me.
Well, I hate to tell anybody this, and because I'm not a war hawk. I don't want to see us go to war. I don't want to see our young men and our young women go off to fight anybody. Now, if we're attacked, that's a little different story. We have not been attacked, okay? We do have people in the region. We know that. So if we start to lose people because they are directly attacked because of Russia or because of Belarus or because of Syria, that's a little different story. Then I might change my mind. But here's the deal. We need to put a coalition together, and we need to squeeze the bejesus out of these people. Now, we can do it a couple different ways. The ruble has lost at least 30% of its value, maybe more than that. That's number one. Number two, we need to flood the world market with oil. We can do it. We can do it. And damn the squad, and damn these greeny two-shoes that are out there that go, man, we got to have electric, we got to have this. No, we now need to look at ourselves, our country, and what we can do for our country, and what will work to bring the number one price of inflation, the number one cost, is the energy cost that it costs to produce all the things that are out there, and then to deliver the products, because they don't come on a bicycle, they don't come on an electric car, they come by truck, and it's expensive. And we can cut all of that back if we cut the price of oil back. So we have to flood the market and dump it on the market. The price will come down. And again, I don't care about AOC. I don't care about the greeny two-shoes. They need to wake the hell up and understand what worked for us before and what will work for us right now, right?
Well, that's right. Captain, in World War II, if you could point to one tool to stop Hitler from his rampage across Europe, and
they cut the oil.
The United States, that's right. If President of the United States didn't use that tool, that would have been very, very bad. President Biden has the tool to use. Yeah. He's not using it.
All right. Now, we got a caller that just called in right now, and unfortunately, we're going to be going to our break for our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. The music is starting right now. So, caller, if you want to call us back after we get done with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, we'd be happy to talk to you, and here it comes. Or hang on the line, and I'll take you off air. All right. Kyle Warren and I will be right back. We got to take a look at the weather for the nation's truckers out there. And yep, the truckers' convoy, one of them is already in the Washington, D.C. area. Another one's on the way and getting close. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, I'm swimming in dirt and the money's all gone. I ain't got nothing I can call my own. Work my fingers to the blood and bone. For a big disappointment when my paycheck comes. If I only had a little, I could do just fine. I could put a down payment on some.
Travis Tritt. That's a little cute one there. There's seven players to get things started here. I'm just living on borrowed time. What you think, Kyle?
I like that one. Yes,
that's a little, that's a little toe tepper. And that's one that I don't think you've heard that before. And I found it last night. I thought, well, okay, we'll play this because it's got a little beat to it. You can dance to it and all that good stuff. But anyway, let's take a look at what's going on right now because we have a series of storms bringing avalanche and flooding concerns once again to the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies as heavy precipitation and strong winds are going to continue to impact that region. Now, fire weather threats, yeah, there'll be a few of them, but it really doesn't matter at this time of the year. What does matter is when you get into the winds in the open areas. And we do have some more cold temperatures up in the north. So take it away, Kyle. Tell us what's going on out there.
That's exactly right, Captain. We do have continue to see those flood watches and warnings. Right now, in terms of active rain on the radar, we do have rain across Interstate 5. This is going to be in Oregon, north of Eugene, just south of Salem. But that's coming in from the coast over by Newport. Also, maybe a little bit, maybe not raining, but cloudy near Florence there on the central coast of Oregon. And then also some scattered showers around Seattle right now, but not actively raining in Seattle or Portland from what we see. But up on 4th of July Pass tonight, Captain, we've got 32 degrees. We've got snow, actually rain coming in Wednesday. That's going to turn into snow and rain, it looks like, on Thursday. But right now it's definitely going to be wet up there. Snoqualmie Pass, by the way, right now 35 degrees. It was raining 24 hours ago when we talked to about the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. It's still raining, and you still got some standing water there on the roadway, so be careful. Also, mix of rain and sleet this north of Missoula, Montana. And, yes, it is cold up there. Right now, 41 degrees in Missoula. Bozeman looking at 39 degrees. Idaho Falls at 28 degrees right now. Our friends down in Denver, they've got 42 degrees. But zipping back up to Montana just briefly, we do have a dense fog advisory. This is going to be as you head out I-94 heading for North Dakota. Also, if you're up on U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow and all, you're definitely going to be running into this dense fog advisory that goes over into North Dakota as well. So be careful out there.
Now, I'm going to give a little bit of love tonight to our friends up there in Atlanta on AM 920, The Answer. You're looking good up there, guys. Keep it up. I don't see anything really to bother anybody up there in the Atlanta area. And over there in Orlando, looking good over there, AM 950, The Answer. You guys are looking really good, too. So keep it up. We don't want to be talking about any bad weather for a while because it looks like it's up in the south. Things are kind of quiet right now, with maybe a couple of exceptions, but I'm going to go back up north because North Dakota, boy, oh, boy, you got that 45-degree angle starting from Fargo going up into the northwestern corner of the state, including going up through the center part of the state right over there around Bismarck, and then it cuts up to the northwestern corner towards Montana. There is some winter weather up that way, and don't know for sure where that's going to go yet, but you do have a situation where maybe down in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you could be getting some snow flurries later in the day there. Don't be surprised. Up and down up and down I-29 to include Fargo. Now, you also, when you come over into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, there is some freezing precipitation out there over the lakes and over the very northern part of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So be advised of that. That might make driving a little bit interesting up in that part of the country. And then we're going to stay up north. We're going to go all the way over to Maine. And on Main Highway 1, what they call the French Fry Haulers Superhighway. If you're going up to Presque Isle and Caribou, you are going to have some nasty weather up that way. Looks like as if we got snow and some wind and some nonsense going on. And down along 995, all the way down the coastline of Maine tonight, we have got some wind warnings there, as well as down towards Cape Cod. And then you'll be out of the wind part of it. And then a little bit of a problem when you come down to Florida over on the east side from about Daytona down to, Lake Okeechobee. There's definitely some waves coming in with some wind pushing it off the ocean side there. So be advised of that. And we have a little bit of patchy fog tonight over around New Orleans from Slidell on through New Orleans over just west of New Orleans, about a 30-mile stretch of fog right along the Gulf. And that's what we're looking at there. Now, I want to remind everybody that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Now, they are starting to build some brand-new pilots out there across the country, and they're making them look like they're a Flying J built on the same principle. And I'll tell you, Kyle, these truck stops are really getting fancy.
They really are, Captain. For example, you can take Albuquerque, New Mexico. There's a brand new pilot there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And definitely you're finding that they've got all kinds of fueling lanes. They've got all the other great amenities. And certainly, you know, last but certainly not least, they've got the great people there that know truckers, want to help truckers. They've got whatever you need in order to keep going down the road just as you want to with Pilot and Flying J. You know, you can go to pilotflyingj.com and you can use their locations function to find the nearest location to you. I just mentioned Albuquerque, New Mexico, but how about this, Captain? There's also, I believe it's Fultonville, New York.
By the way, Fultonville, New York had a big repair shop at it.
Exactly right.
Yep.
And they're continually adding new places, and so you definitely want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Check out the Drivers Club as well. Join that. Start earning points on everything that you buy. Track it with the My Rewards Plus app, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty. Hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back right after the top of the hour news with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is
Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
See, the masked man beat me too. We'll be right back, folks.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.